Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Regional planners hope to solve flooding problems on Wilmington's 7th Street Peninsula, where sea level rise could eventually make the flooding even worse. As Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt reports, business owners there don't want to move, and some want to see more development.
Most land on the 7th Street Peninsula is surrounded by water, the Christina River on one side and the Brandywine River on the other. With vacant commercial land, riverfront views, and two small parks, some see it as a location like no other. Marion Young is president of Brightfields, a brownfield remediation company located on the peninsula.
We love where we are because we're in the city and yet we're in the country.
But Young says about once a year, her employees can't get to work because the one road onto the peninsula is flooded out.
It's deep all the way to Industrial Street, which is our street, and that whole little area in the, you know, where the streets come together, and you'll have to take a boat. Now you're in a canoe, imagine yourself, and then as you go up Industrial Street about maybe a fourth of the way, then you'll hit dry land again.
If she can predict the flood a day in advance, she tells her employees to take work home with them. But she says the flooding impacts her company's productivity.
I thought of buying a duck, like those amphibious vehicles that they take people on tours in.
Young has also considered a covered boat or a truck with a snorkel on it. She has not considered moving her business. She says the building is customized for them.
We have garden beds here that we grow our food in, and we have composting. We don't have any parking to pay.
And Young is not concerned about sea level rise making matters worse. She notes her property does not flood, largely because her company chose to raise the ground up several feet above the elevation of the Wilmington riverfront along the Christina River. But some properties might not be so lucky. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a high sea level rise scenario could leave about a quarter of the peninsula underwater by 2040 and roughly half of it underwater by 2060. Dave Gula is a planner at the Wilmington Area Planning Council, or WILMAPCO. As part of the 7th Street Peninsula Master Plan, he's looking into how businesses like Brightfields may cope with flooding in the future. He says some areas of the peninsula, like the edges and the thinnest part in the middle, may be hard to protect.
Even if we do our best 20 years from now, it might not be sustainable, because if sea levels are rising and we're getting more intense storms, there are areas that are just, sometimes they're better left to return to nature.
But he says determining which properties are sustainable involves talking to businesses.
We don't want to send anybody out of here because our study says that you shouldn't be here. But we do at some point want to help them decide if they're going to go or they're going to stay.
One option for flood mitigation is an armored shoreline, but Gula says it could be cost prohibitive. Another option could be a buffer of undeveloped land around the edges of the peninsula with a trail.
And if we connect it to existing trail networks, that could be a really great network for recreation and fitness for folks who live on the east side who don't have as much access.
Dealing with flooding is not the only goal of the study. Gula says it also seeks to improve general accessibility to the peninsula.
We've got a lot of cultural amenities, and we want to get people here and make it easier for them to come and visit so that it's not a daunting task. Oh, I'd love to go to the Calmar Nickel, but it's so hard to get there. I mean, that's a bad thing.
And several businesses on the peninsula would like to see more development.
I would say more artsy type industry, you know, along with the, you know, with like a restaurant element. It just feels right.
That's Scott Humphrey, who recently announced his company, Light Action Productions, is building a soundstage on the 7th Street Peninsula. Humphrey says the company will employ 50 or so people, plus contract workers.
There's going to be this energy out there that isn't there right now.
Humphrey says the peninsula offers his company a unique amount of space.
There's 20 acres of land we bought out there. We're only developing 9 of the 20. As time goes on, we can expand within that same area, which we wouldn't have had that opportunity anywhere else.
According to Young, the Light Action property was raised up when it was remediated before being sold. Humphrey says for him, raising the roads is also a must.
Other than natural disaster, we can't have a situation where our employees or our customers can't get to our facility, period. Like, we can't have even one day of that.
Kathy Parcells is the executive director of the Calmar Nickel Foundation, which maintains a tall ship and education center near the isthmus of the peninsula. Parcells says the foundation hasn't had any flooding problems since the new building opened in 2015. The property was raised about 10 feet above the previous building, which had flooded.
When we were building this new building, we actually considered whether it would make sense to move somewhere else. And the fact is, we have a fantastic dock. We had enough space to really handle all of our needs. And the big bonus is that we are located, you know, sort of yards away from the original landing site of the Kalmar Nickel in 1638.
At a public input session for the master plan last month, self-described bike advocate Gail Robillard called for bike trails on the peninsula that connect to existing bike networks.
I want to make, walking and riding feasible for everybody.
Kalmar Nickel volunteer Charles Hayward recalled the restaurant up the creek that once operated at the end of the peninsula.
So more places like that right on the water are certainly a draw, as you've seen from the Wilmington Riverfront and all of that. So it'd be an extension of that.
Dave Gula from Wilmapco hopes to finish the study in April or May. But Brightfield's Marion Young says there are other factors she'll consider as she plans her business's future.
They're saying the sea level rise is going to be on a 30 to 50 year horizon. And then more recently, it's happening faster than we thought. But that's still a really long time. Typically a commercial building is a 30 year life. And so we'll eventually grow out of this, or it'll be, needing to be rehabbed, and we'll move for that reason probably before we move for water.
Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Sophia. Next, we head from Wilmington to Sussex County to learn more about a charter school in the works that hopes to emphasize putting its students in the community as part of their learning. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.